5 years after an oil spill devastated Oak Glen Nature Preserve in Coleraine Township, Great Parks of Hamilton County is now allowing limited public access. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner, and I've been following this story since the spill was discovered. I recently went back to find out what the public will learn during an off-trail hike this Saturday. In the 5 years I've been visiting Oak Glen Nature Preserve, I've heard a lot of things. Bulldozers, backhoes, high-pressure water hoses, the scrape of rakes on rock. But this visit is different.
That's a Baltimore Oriole.
It's early May, and I'm hiking along a once oil-contaminated stream bed with Chief of Conservation and Parks Brett Henninger and nature interpreter Will Buelsing. He's the first voice you'll hear.
About four goldfinches we've just seen. So two popped over to our left and then two went to the right.
And what does that tell us, if anything?
Realistically, it's not a whole lot. Goldfinches are pretty sturdy birds as far as where they're able to live, but just the fact that wildlife is moving back in here and they're stable, and you know, the pairs would indicate that there's some nesting and breeding going on here. So the fact that, you know, life is returning to this area is a really good sign in general.
This is the first time, I think, in the 5 years I've been coming out here, I've seen this much wildlife. I'm seeing birds, I'm seeing butterflies, we're hearing at least two different kinds of frogs. Tell me how that makes you feel.
I similarly feel like, you know, we're gradually starting to see things come back.
Henninger has been on the project since remediation began. In March 2014, neighbors smelled diesel and alerted authorities. A pipeline run by a Sunoco subsidiary had burst, sending 20,000 gallons of crude cascading down a stream bed heading for the Great Miami River. It was stopped, the pipeline fixed, but the damage was done. What should be a foot-wide creek is meters across because of the cleaning process. But missing aquatic and animal life are slowly returning.
Wild turkey or heron?
And deer?
That'd be pretty big. That could be a big turkey, yeah.
Oh, a frog!
Henninger says all that's left is getting rid of the remaining invasive plants.
While responding to the oil spill, there were a lot of invasive species, invasive plants brought in. And we're standing in front of a grassland right now that has had a lot of work done to remove invasive plants like tree of heaven and garlic mustard and several other species.
The preserve was never truly open to the public. It had no hiking trails or parking, and it remains closed. However, Great Parks will bring day campers here this summer to learn about nature and do experiments. And Buelsing is leading a hike Saturday where participants can see the rupture site and how much the preserve has changed.
We really want to invite people out to see where we're at now and kind of get a look of, you know, where did it happen? How did it happen? And then where have we come from since that time? We really just want to get people to learn the story of Oak Glen Nature Preserve.
Visitors won't be sloshing in the creek, but we traversed it carefully looking for signs of life.
There's a tadpole right there, you see that? And then there's a bug. Oh, it just took off.
Henninger turns a rock to find a caddisfly larva.
So this is one that's intolerant of pollutants, so that's a good sign. I mean, we're not finding them in a huge abundance. You should find them all over, but it's a really positive step.
To me, it feels starkly different. Am I being a little too overly excited about what we're seeing?
No, certainly not. I don't think there's too much overexcitement that can come after an impact of this level. I was not here 5 years ago when the spill happened, but just a few months ago when I was out here, this is more than I saw at that point. So, you know, as spring is truly starting to come into full effect and we're starting to get a little bit, you know, warmer and things are starting to bloom more, just the life has just exploded here at Oak Glen, and that's fantastic to see.
There are limited spots for this Saturday's off-trail hike at Oak Glen. You can sign up online or by calling Great Parks. You'll find details and pictures at wvxu.org. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.